Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on our one-year anniversary. April 16th, 1 year of Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike and Fritz have been here. How long have you been in afternoons, Ike?
I came in 2016. 15?
Okay.
Yeah,
man.
October of 2016.
And that was with Carlin. And had about a year of Carlin?
Yep.
And then Marks.
The big old quitter.
Yep.
Yeah. Not Marks.
No.
The Carlin.
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 Yeah. Carlin left right before the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
What an idiot.
Yeah, whoops. Whoops, right, Chris?
Yep.
All right.
He did the open challenge, which I always appreciated.
What's that?
He did the open challenge.
He did. They went and played basketball. You guys went and played hoops at the open challenge. That was cool.
Was that impressive, Ike?
Was Carlin impressive?
Him playing basketball, is that impressive?
Not as a player. It was impressive that he did it.
He did it, yes. Carlin was open for anything.
Sounds like you're impressed that he could just get up and down the court. I mean,
well, no, because this is the funny part. He was smart. I think he stayed between the three-point lines.
Yeah, top of the key
on each side.
Not too much running.
As a fat guy that's played basketball before, that is a veteran move.
Yep.
Three-point to three-point line.
Yep.
Let's get to it, Jack.
You know, I think the top five started around this time in the pandemic.
Oh, is that when you guys started?
Because the first top five I ever did was Harry Callis's five best calls, and it was the day that he died.
Yeah.
And that happened a couple days ago. So we're going on like a long run here, the top five of five.
That's a five-year run.
We're running out of these things.
Did you steal the top five of five from somewhere?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But we changed it, and then you stole it and took it to New York.
Definitely stole it.
So what I have for you today is the five things the afternoon show has saved in the last year. We've saved a lot. We are helping a lot of people. And the number five thing that we have saved in the last year is Paul Jolovitz's career. I mean, we have propped Jolly up.
We've certainly raised his profile.
We have raised his profile. Mm-hmm. He brings us fantastic content.
Absolutely.
He is already challenging Spike to a fight on Twitter about Daryl Morey.
Well, he didn't challenge me. I believe I challenged him on the air.
And then he
accepted it.
Yeah, but you guys haven't, linked up yet.
No, the Morey debate.
The Morey debate
will be...
I hope... We need to do it. I agree. Yeah. I just need him in person.
Yes.
So he's
no
done,
phone.
He's
no
done
phone.
Jolly versus Giglio over the phone.
No.
Can't happen. Like, I need Jolly in person, you versus him.
Yep.
Spit flying everywhere, I'm sure.
Do we get Morey to just sit here in the middle?
That would be so fun. Yeah. That'd be nice.
That'd be right before the draft, maybe.
Just a condescending little smile from Daryl the entire time.
Like a kind of a nervous grin.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I need that. Yeah. So Jolly, obviously, it's been a great year for Jolly.
Yep.
And I think we have totally and completely saved Paul Jolovitz. Number four, the fourth thing that the afternoon show has saved in the last year, and this is a big one, because he's been a big part of this station for a long time. Frankly, I think he was lost in the new morning show, and that is Joe Conklin. I think we saved Joe Conklin.
Can I say this top five is going to ruffle some feathers?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's very complimentary, but hell, let's roll with it.
Yep.
No, well, it's the only one that's really any. I think we did. I think.
When you say, see, I would say we rescued Conklin from the morning show.
That is a good way to put it.
We didn't save Joe Conklin.
Joe Conklin's career.
Yeah, he's Joe
making
Conklin.
It sound like his career isn't.
It wasn't in the toilet. You know, he's doing fine. I'm just saying that.
What is wrong with
him? Nothing. Gonna get a text.
There's nothing wrong with it. I can't wait to headline his show. Not headline, but be a part of the show down in Atlantic City. It's not that.
We definitely rescued him.
I'm talking like.
Well, he can have fun here.
Yeah, the morning show's just like, do your sports bits.
I think Spike and I agree with you. We're just saying word it better.
The semantic.
Wrong wording. This is how the top five works. Okay. I'm an idiot. You guys clean it up. Right. That's what we do.
Yes, I'm trying to make sure we keep Joe.
We rescue Joe Conklin. We rescue Joe Conklin from the abyss that is the morning show.
Yes. There you go. Yeah. He has to insult somebody. Yes.
The third thing that we have saved in the last year on the new afternoon show is I think that we saved old school, what a lot of people grew up on type radio. And what I mean by that is we brought back Mount Rushmore, which was crapped on for a long time.
Yep.
We brought a lot of semi-inappropriate drops that I feel like had gone away. They were voodoo for a little bit. Yeah. I think for the people that grew up on like 90s.
Yeah, well, like me.
Early 2000s radio.
Yeah.
I think we've brought back an actually old school flair to this thing.
Yeah. Well, look, I grew up listening to Howard Stern. So this was, you know, being
you
inappropriate
also grew up
on the air.
To Howard Eskin.
Yes, well, less. There is some of that, I guess. I think we do. I totally agree. Combine the WIP with the locker room humor.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to offend anybody, just trying to have fun here. Yeah.
Sure.
Locker room talk, as they say.
Exactly.
Right.
Sometimes we go up to the line.
We go up to the line. Sometimes we cross it.
I mean, we open the show today saying grade the show.
Grade the show. Our show.
That's not, it's a sports talk station.
Yeah, but we're just trying to have a little fun.
Imagine program director Spike. I mean, who knows?
He would have had a fit.
Yeah. Well,
where are the takes? Where are the takes?
Well, this I did have a take at 2:30, though.
Yeah, no, this is
you
more fun.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did.
This is way more fun. This is way more fun. Yeah. The second thing that the afternoon show has saved in the last year is I truly believe that we did save Elliot and most of the other beat reporters with Eagles Insider of the Year. I can't wait for next year's competition. I think this was really just laying the groundwork.
Saved them from themselves.
Exactly.
Their own, laziness.
And I would also say the worm helped guide some people at the same time.
I made you better.
Exactly right. Like, I just think that The Elliot was going down a bad path.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think he might have overcorrected. Some of his tweets have gotten disgusting, frankly.
Well,
not my Elliot.
The one today about the coolest athlete.
I know.
It's just disgusting.
Disgusting. But, you know, the Eagles Insider of the Year really heated up the last, you know, 2 weeks leading into the end of it.
Yeah.
And I think that the people participating in it now are locked in on next year. So it should be a big year for the insiders.
I do think we saved the insiders, specifically Elliot.
I like it.
Well, they were, you know what they relied on? No offense to any of them. But they rely on the fact that the Eagles are the biggest thing in the town. And they're like, hey, look, anything I write or do, people are going to click on. Look, the people here, there's somebody here from 2 to 6 every day. We need you to do your job. We respect the job that you do. You can't rest on your laurels. And we forced him not to rest on the laurels. And we brought the best out of Elliot.
Yes. He should be thanking us.
Yes.
Every time he comes in.
Should thank us. Hey, thank you guys.
For lifting my profile.
Yes.
But the number one thing that the afternoon show has saved in the last year, and to be completely fair, now I think my radio instincts are A+. A to A+. Very high.
I believe they're good.
I was ready to give up on 5:30 Creed, but we saved Creed. I mean, Creed in the last year, they're back on the map. They're all over Instagram Reels. They're all over TikTok.
Selling out shows.
They announced a world tour again. One Last Breath was in the top 10, I think, of rock charts.
Number one for several weeks, actually.
Yeah, what was higher?
Yeah, where it was higher.
Below, yeah, well, you can't get higher than number one, can you?
Yeah. So I think Scott Stapp owes it, frankly, to us.
To sing 5:30 Creed.
To sing 5:30 Creed when they come here in July.
Yep. I remember when we had done it for about a week on the day when you didn't play it. And I was like, where's Creed? And you're like, I think it's over. I was like, buddy, it's just begun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Waiting for it to be over.
Ike is counting down the days.
Yeah.
Well,
I've hung in there.
Yeah,
July. Not complain.
Yep.
Not complain.
You still give it your all.
Yeah, I sing with enthusiasm every day. I do it. And I enjoy it.
Yeah, and then we get Scott Stapp. He'll sing it with us, and then we'll introduce a new 5:30 song.
Yeah, I don't think the song that we've been talking about.
Yeah,
Spike. I don't know if Mike's going to be on board with the song.
Was he on board with One Last Breath in the beginning?
He was not.
I was not.
But this song's a little bit tougher to sing.
Dude, well, it's hard to sing, but it's a good tune.
It's a great tune.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll figure it out. We got to get Stapp. And let me say, if Stapp doesn't sing it with us, I'm going to swear off Creed.
Oh, wow.
And that's a band I really, really
like. Yeah, no, they're dead to us.
They don't sing it with us. I'm swearing them off. They'll never get played on the show again.
What?
If it's up to me, there's three guys on the show. Yeah.
I roll with it. Okay. I roll with it with you guys.
Right.
That's what we're rolling.
Doesn't sing it with us, there's a real problem. There's a real problem. This hour is sponsored by Guided Torn Window.
I'm scared for him.
Yes. I think he'll do it.
All right.
They seem like they're having a good time together, you know?
Right.
He was the guy that ruined the band because he had a drug problem and he became an egomaniac. And because the band continued on.
So you know the backstory.
Creed continued on without him under a different name. They were called Alter Bridge. The rest of the guys were fine. It was him. But now they're back. It seems like they're having
an egomaniac.
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't stand.
Won't happen on this show.
Here.
There's no egos on this show.
No. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows or doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com on the 1 year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show as we ask you to grade us. Aaron and Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
What up, fellas?
What's up?
What up, A?
Yo. Listen, a couple days ago, I did start the office a bit. Because, listen, I was traveling through Kentucky on my way to Tennessee. I was trying to take a dig at Corey. I'm a college going to say, like, I don't know how you get good reception out here.
I'm supposed to call you Bronny now, just to keep it fair.
It's all good.
Okay.
Because now, Chuck, he doesn't take my place. So I'm going to leave Corey alone. Because Chuck, you know Corey going to respond to Chuck tomorrow. I just heard that. I just heard that on the rewind. But listen.
Yes.
Before I get into that, Spike, you're dead wrong.
On what?
Golf is a sport.
We're talking for, this was a week ago.
I understand.
It's not.
You don't understand? I ain't got the great reception. I call once a week. That's the only time
Aaron, name another sport where foot speed is not an issue.
Swimming.
Well, no, here's the thing. No.
It is an issue.
Well, no,
swimming.
You need feet to swim.
Foot speed?
Yes.
What, because of the little paddling?
Yes.
Yeah, you need feet to swim. But listen,
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You may not be an athlete, but it is a sport.
Name like, another sport where foot speed is not a thing.
We just said swimming.
No, that's what Jack said.
Well, like I just consider it a sport. It's because like it's a skill, it's a hobby, but it's also a sport. Because any sport could be a hobby. 60-year-old, my dad's gonna be 60s, but older people, they play basketball as a hobby to stay in shape.
Sure.
There's softball leagues. There's a flag football league for older people. It becomes a hobby. It's a sport, but it's also a hobby. Golf is more of a hobby, but it's also a sport. And Tiger Woods turned into a sport because people don't look like John Daly anymore. So
right.
But they're just not athletic.
Right.
But I appreciate you standing on your stance.
Okay.
So listen.
Yeah.
I got to give a shout out to Ike Reese for this one reason.
Okay.
Because like, back in the day,
yeah.
Early, mid-2000s, I'm not taking a shot at nobody, but the hosts of WIP were very, you know, they started with your dad because he bit my head off a couple times. I'm like, bro, I'm a new call. What's up, man? But like, they would bite your head off. But Ike, he was very welcoming. That's why I've always consistently been the Ike Reese caller because he doesn't throw. I'm a football player. I know more. He don't throw that in your face. He lets you talk. And every now and then he'll go bad with you, but he's respectful with it. And a lot of hosts back in the day, they weren't very respectful with it. So I got to give Ike Reese a solid for that.
Oh, I appreciate that. See?
Yeah, he is.
Why did I call you C?
Ooh, boy. You think they all look the same?
My bad, eh?
Yeah.
That'd be Jerry Rue Taylor.
But, yeah, I got to give Ike his heart for that. But what I would say is I would give this show, I would give it an A.
And I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to be honest. Because Jack, his humor is very underrated. So when Mark stepped aside and Jack was there, I thought Jack was going to be the permanent host. And
so
I
did
like
I.
Jack, yeah. And I like Jack's his daggers. Boom, 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 boom. And he slides them in there. I like that type of humor.
Yeah.
So when you, and you know, we go back, Spike.
We do.
I love for you. When you were announced, I'm like, man, I'm bummed for Jack. No shade towards you. I told Jack, I'm like, Jack, I'm bummed for you. I thought it was going to be you. But y'all got a great dynamic. You, like, Ike is Ike. You know, Jack is the bumbling, you know, every now and then the fool. And Spike is the, you know,
he's the stickler. He's the taskmaster on the show.
I'll be the a-hole, man. Yeah. It's okay.
That's another way of putting it.
Every now and then he becomes the irritant. And that's what gets a lot of the callers' skin. And if a lot of the callers don't know Spike, one thing you don't want Spike to know is he got beneath your skin. Because he's going to needle you and needle you and needle you. Don't let Spike know you got beneath your skin because Spike will play the irritant role. That's why y'all make such a – and Johnny Murphy did the same thing. That's why you make such a good, you know what I mean? And no shade to nobody, by far the best show. Kyle, he sucks at doing jobs on the midday show. I'm going to just be real. He sucks at doing jobs.
Wow.
Wow.
And Jack, he is the GOAT with doing jobs. Right on point, he knows what to say. He just knows when to drop that job.
He's
right
excellent at it.
Mm. Yeah. So I got to give you all that.
Thank you, Aaron.
A.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Only reason I'm not giving you an A+, come count down to July, because I cannot stand that Creed song no more. I'm being so honest. I can't do it. Like, when is it going to end? But
I will say the delegation has been on my heels.
Wait to hear the next song.
But next song's worse. I'm just letting everyone know.
It's not going to be one more chance. I got news for you.
You like it. And then eventually, like, all right, man. All right now. Like, come on, like, what we over? Like, but, and.
You just said it ain't gonna be Biggie, so we already know that.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be Big. And no more Big Justice songs. Like, we don't control that.
Yeah,
that's Jack. That's your boy. That's Mr. Drop over there.
They are pretty funny, though.
Yeah, they are funny. Aaron, do you have a famous accessory for us?
I did, but of course, Chuck took my AI sleeve because he started it. He started the sleeve. You know, Jordan had the ass sleeve, but AI had the arm sleeve. And was, so on the fly, King Griffey Jr. with the back of his hat.
Wait, who?
Yeah.
Oh, King Griffey Jr.
Griffey
with the back
Jr.
of his hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
my
one.
My favorite baseball player ever.
I would say. So who goes in the Mount Rushmore of backward hat? Ken Griffey Jr., Fred Durst,
Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield.
Carson Wentz.
Not a good look.
Yeah. Wasn't a good one for Carson.
No, I'm trying to think of other people who wore backwards hats.
A catch, Johnny Bench.
Chad Smith, is that his name? The Red Hot Chili Peppers
He
drummer?
Is a backwards hat guy. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Never really been a backwards hat guy.
I've worn
my hat backwards before, but it's not preferred.
I went through a phase. That looked like a tool.
Yeah, well, everybody does. You got to believe in it.
Yeah,
you
got to really commit. Bryce is a backwards hat guy.
He is.
Yeah. Is Bryce a backwards hat guy?
He is. Yeah. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Here we go. Here we go.
Yep.
Yo, fellas.
What's up, Dustin?
What's up, Dustin?
Yo, Spike, I got a question for you real quick. Yeah. I just subscribed. I watch you guys on TV. Looking good, fellas.
On YouTube? Good. Yeah, there we are. Hi.
I'm waving. You want to get on YouTube, TV,
Yeah.
Same stuff.
Yep.
Yo. Who's responsible for the camera equipment?
The equipment itself would be management. Yeah. The managing of the cameras would be our guy Justin. But if there's the, are you going to complain that it's not in 1080p or whatever?
No, right. Protective on Jack's camera. That thing's going to be waterlogged in a couple weeks, man. Come on, WIP, get better, man. I don't want to see you guys.
Well, if you'll notice, Dustin, his camera is not right in front of his face like it is for us, and that is so the spit we.
We're trying to save money around here, Dustin.
Yeah, spritzy.
They've been planning it for years. Like, they've been planning it for years, brother.
This guy's a thorn in my side.
Yeah. I didn't even see that one coming.
Yeah, neither did I.
I had to throw it out there. But, yo, I so much. You first of all, he gives you a C+. Is Chuck out of his friggin' mind?
Well, he was doing it to me.
Chuck, yes.
Yeah, it was
That's
a shot at me.
His calls are the same thing every single time, dude. He gets too worked up over what you got to say about him. It's unbelievable.
That's true.
I can't tell if he's doing a bit or if he actually is.
That's where I struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why he's a good caller.
Right. He is a good caller during football season.
Herb's the greatest caller of all time.
Totally agree.
Yeah. He doesn't even try. He doesn't. It's all talent. It's all. Imagine if he worked at it. It's all talent.
Unbelievable.
He just texted me a couple minutes ago, and he said, "See the chocolate." That's all he texted me. There's no photo. What does that mean?
Oh, you know what it means.
I know what it means, but like, where's the photo?
He forgot to send the photo.
Yesterday I got a shirtless selfie.
Yeah, we saw that. Right. See the chocolate?
Oh, my God.
I got one more thing that we got. Yeah.
What you got, Dustin?
Yeah, Dustin.
What sport do you need? You're talking about foot speed in golf.
Yes.
What sport do you need? The hand speed that's in golf is like nothing else.
I know, but you're reverse. That's not how it works. I'm saying that every sport shares one thing. Everything I would consider a sport shares one thing, and golf doesn't have it.
Right.
So that's where. Yes, obviously, hand speed is important in golf, but it's also important in video games. And we agree that that is not a sport. So,
but you got to think of the mental aspect. You gotta
video
think
games,
of the walking 18 holes. You think the mental midget back there. You think he's able to keep it together for 18 rounds?
That's the only reason I'm sitting here.
That needs to be in the competition. Spritz versus the camera. Any
golf?
You got to go to a simulator. I don't know if you can have the camera walk 18 holes.
Yeah, I don't think the camera hasn't walked 18 holes.
The insurance on the camera. Imagine the insurance on that. On that.
Yeah.
On its groin?
Yeah, let me tell you, DeCamera's going to have to sign numerous, numerous waivers before that whole thing happens.
We got to get some more in details about it, fellas. We can't wait to watch it.
Well, I'm dying for the details as well. Dustin.
We all are.
Yeah, we all. Just a date. You know, just
an idea of when it's going to be.
Yeah, just before we forget about it. Dustin, why don't you give us, for next question today, a famous accessory?
Well, before my accessory, you guys get a solid A from me.
Thank
a
you, Dustin.
Spritzy wasn't alive.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dustin. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, fair.
Great show, fellas. Great show.
Thanks.
Real quick, my accessory would have to be Paul Wall with grills.
Oh, that's a good one. I heard Paul Wall's name.
Paul Wall's grill.
I hate that guy.
I haven't heard.
You like Paul Wall?
Oh, that guy's nauseating.
Now he had a moment.
Yeah, he had a moment.
He had a moment when the down south.
Yes.
He's a Texas rapper. So when those guys, Chameleon Air, Bun B.
Well, I haven't heard. the name Chameleon
right?
Aaron.
What? What an elementary school throwback for me.
Yeah, that was Paul Wall era, right?
Yeah. Or 8-Ball and MJG, that's not Texas, though. That's Georgia.
That's Memphis.
Oh, Memphis.
Memphis, okay. Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. No, man, Paul Wall's good. It's good people.
I like Paul Wall.
Man, no Paul Wall likes the chocolate, too.
He does.
He's married.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yes, I believe so.
I always feel like, am I allowed to be saying this? Likes?
Well, you aren't, but
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, yes. I should just go,
well, it's like, you know,
good one, Ike.
I can't say anything with the Jewish community.
Well, you can with me sitting here, I guess.
No, I wouldn't test
well,
it.
Well, yeah.
I would not test that.
Right. Yeah, we should. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay.
You're good.
Yeah.
Fritz is back there like, I'll stay out of it.
Yeah, we're starting to sweat back here.
All right.
Brian, go to break.
One last chance for you to get your grade in for the WIP afternoon show. One last breath. 215-592-9494. And coming up, LeBron's agent declared something absolutely positively ridiculous about LeBron. We will get to that next. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.